However, we now have Leah Mazzolini in the studio reading our international headlines.
Thanks, Darren. According to scientists, as ocean temperatures rise, fish sizes start to shrink. University of British Columbia researchers published a study in the Nature Climate Change Journal on Sunday, September 30th, saying that warmer water reduces the amount of oxygen in oceans, decreasing the size of more than 600 types of fish. Using computer models, scientists found fish sizes could diminish by 14 to 24% from 2000 to 2050 due to the temperature rising and the depletion of oxygen. Co-author of the study, William Chung, says predator-prey relationships shift as smaller fish move north, interfering with marine ecosystems. They predict that most fish populations would shift towards the poles at a median rate of up to 36 kilometers. Past studies were observing the reaction of ocean wildlife to climate change, and the effect of the overall fish size was a new venture. Chung adds that the next step to study is the precise effect it has on the fish ecosystems. Climate change is known to lower biodiversity, but now it's been linked to lowering the world's GDP. Humanitarian group DARA and Climate Vulnerable Forum created the Climate Vulnerability Monitor, which created a report with findings linking greenhouse gases to a shrinking economy. In the study, they calculated the climate change and carbon emissions are causing the world's GDP to plummet 1.6% a year, or at about $1.2 trillion. The paper further explains that without intervention, the global GDP could reduce by 3.2% a year by 2030. In some countries, as much as 11% drop in market value is a real possibility. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina Wajed, who participated in the panel discussion at a Climate Week New York City conference, made her concerns about affordability in the future. She explains that her South Asian country is a prime example of a high-risk nation due to its high population density and low income status. It's the second time for actress Daryl Hannah to be put into handcuffs from protesting against the proposed plans of the Keystone XL pipeline. The Kill Bill star and a 78-year-old landowner was arrested on Thursday, October 4th. The pair were blocking heavy machinery attempting to stop construction of the pipeline project in a small town east of Dallas. They are awaiting charges for criminal trespassing. Hannah has been very vocal about her opposition of the $7 billion pipeline, which is supposed to send heavy tar sands oil from Alberta to the Texas Gulf Coast. In August 2011, the actor was arrested as a protest in Washington that included hundreds of activists and scientists. Hannah, along with other environmentalists, say that the pipeline would be too risky because it would pump acidic crude oil that could easily corrode a metal pipe, leading to a spill. And that's all for the international news. I'm Leah Mazzolini.